Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to discuss today relates to the blessings of reading Surah Qasr. Now, there are many narratives which are found in our Hadith books which relate certain blessings which a person who would recite out that Surah would reap. Now, as far as Surah Qasr is concerned, the narrative which is recorded in Al-Wasit of Al-Wahidi and is ascribed to the Prophet through Ubay ibn Ka'b r.a. So a narrative that to this effect is that man qara surah inna atainakal kawsar saqahu Allah azza wa jalla min anhar al janna wa a'ta min al ajr 10 hasanat bi adad kulli qurbanin qarrabahu al ibad min al muslimin fi yawm eid wa kulli qurbanin ma yuqarribuna min ahli al kitab wal mushrikeen. So this narrative says that any person who recites Surah Qasr, the Almighty will make him drink from the various fountains of paradise and will reward him with the reward of ten good deeds for every Muslim who offers a sacrificial animal on Eid day, and similarly for every person of the people of the book and the idolaters who makes this sacrifice. So for every sacrifice, for each person who makes this sacrifice, whether he belongs to the Muslims or to the non-Muslims, then the Almighty will reward for each of them ten pious deeds to that person. And of course, as the first part of the narrative says, that he will also make them drink from the fountains of paradise. So this narrative is an extremely weak narrative as far as its description and attribution to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, because of the fact that two narrators which appear in its isnad or chain of narration, they are extremely weak and cannot be relied upon. One of them is Harun ibn Kathir, who is majhul, as authorities clarify. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini, about whom Hafiz Mizzin is Tazib al-Kamal has recorded that Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's Laysa Bishai. And at another place, his comments are Za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu. And similarly, Muhammad bin Ammar al-Musli says he's Laysa Bihujja. He cannot be relied upon. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Juzjani says he's Ghayr al-Siqa. He's unreliable. Abu Zura says he's Za'if. Abu Hatim says he's Za'if al-Hadith Tarakuh. He weak in matters of Hadith, and authorities have forsaken him. Imam Bukhari also has made a similar comment. Imam Nisa'i says that he's Matruk. And at another place, his words are Laysa Bithiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. And Abu al-Qasim al-Baghvi says Za'if al-Hadith Chiddan. He's extremely weak in matters of Hadith. And Abdurrahman bin Yusuf bin Khiraj says that he's Matruk. He's been abandoned. And at another place, words are Kazab. He's a liar. So in the presence of these comments, the personality of Salam ibn Sulaym al-Mada'ini stands to be extremely questionable, and a narrative in which he appears, of course, cannot be relied upon. I keep pointing out in my talks that the real method to reap the blessings of reading a surah would be to understand its message, to act upon its message, to follow what it says for us, and to disregard such narratives as these, which are totally unreliable and cannot be reliably ascribed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.